complaining about Tiger Woods and his affairs.
Yeah.
And also about Arnold Schwarzenegger and his affairs. And one of the things that Louis C.K. pointed out, quite in a very comical manner, was that, well, many men aren't having the affairs of Tiger Woods. But that's not because they're good men. It's because they don't have, I think he said, a busload of Swedish bikini models waiting for them at the final hole. So the idea would be that you should conduct yourself so that you are attractive to many women. Maybe that you have your pick of them, but then you should pick one. And that's a sacrifice. Obviously, that's a sacrifice of a sort. It's a strange sacrifice because, you know, I talked to someone, a comedian recently, who told me of one of his experiences in Las Vegas. So he went to Las Vegas with a sports superstar. And they went to a party, and what literally happened at the party was one woman brought forward a small group of other women, all very attractive, and basically told the sports legend that he could just pick one of them and she would go home with him, right? And so that had all been arranged beforehand, and he said that he's been in many situations where something like that has happened. And I thought, well, you know, that sort of is appealing to the Hugh Hefner Playboy 14-year-old fantasy that sort of gripped our culture from the 1960s onward. But imagine that you sleep casually with 100 women in a 6-month period, or a 3-month period for that matter, or a 3-week period, I don't care, pick your time frame, and you say, well, what, and you're ecstatic with yourself because you've been validated by this opportunity. And I'm not making light of that. It's not nothing to be attractive to women like that. It's really something to be attractive to women like that. But it isn't obvious to me that your choice to conduct yourself in that manner enriches your life and the life of other people more in any way than picking one person and actually having a relationship with them. It's only true that that promiscuous pathway, let's say, is better if you can actually divorce sexuality from all the other elements of life. Say, well, it's about variety and it's about impulsive pleasure. Or maybe it could be even slightly deeper than merely impulsive pleasure. It could be shared impulsive pleasure. But I don't think you can do that because sexuality isn't divorceable from family and from morality and from all the other elements of your life. And if you're mature, you know that. And so you make a decision. You make a decision not to capitalize on your opportunity, not to misuse your opportunities. And you know, a huge part of the Me Too phenomena, a huge part of this battle that's being played out in our culture is a consequence of the failure of men to recognize that. Now, it's not only the failure of men, let me be absolutely clear about that, because, for example, with the example of the sports superstar, the women who are lining up in front of him, parading themselves and offering themselves, are deeply complicit in this pathological game. And so, it's pretty clear anthropologically as well that, you know, sexual choice tends towards a Pareto distribution, especially for men. So, most men have very little selection at their disposal, and a small number of men have excess opportunities. The question is, what should that small number of men do? And you might say, capitalize on it, and to hell with the consequences. And like, it's a powerful argument, but I do believe it's wrong. It destabilizes the society. And so, and I also don't think it does your soul any good, because the problem with treating other people as casual sexual partners, let's say, is that you also treat yourself that way simultaneously. And I don't think that that does you any good, because you're not, unless that's what you want to be. If you want to be a casual partner, it's like, well, that's, I wouldn't say that's a particularly noble ambition. You should be able to do better than that.
Women are more picky in their mate choices than men, especially sexually. That's the case in every culture. It's not surprising, because women have more at stake sexually than men do, you know, per episode, because men don't get pregnant, obviously. And so that female pickiness is that's the case. That's definitely true. Whether it's worse now or not, I doubt if it is. I would say to young men who are irritated at women is, if you're irritated at women, you know, as a class of creature, there's something wrong with you, because they're right. You're wrong. They're right to not pick you. If they're not picking you, it's because they're right.
Wow.
Now, that might get, I know that's a terrible thing to say, and I know perfectly well, it wasn't like I was particularly successful with girls when I was young, you know, so I know what that rejection is like. I know what that fear is like. I don't know it as well as some men know it, because I wasn't rejected outright. But what you have to understand is that, what do you expect from women? If you got pregnant because you had sex, you'd be pretty damn choosy too. So, you know, clue in a bit. And then, well, don't they find you attractive? Well, maybe you're not. Like, have you paid attention to how you dress? Do you have a plan? Are you as educated as you could be? You know, are you a liar? Are you a rabid pornography user? Because maybe that's undermining your motivation to seek out a woman and grow yourself up. It's like, if you're rejected constantly and you're out there really trying, you know, because that's another thing to ask yourself is, well, how many women have you actually asked out? And are you so sure that you're not picking women who will certainly reject you because you're trying to bat out of your league? Because you might be. So, and I'm speaking about this as a clinician too, because I had plenty of men in my practice who were, you know, radically unsuccessful with women. I had one man in particular. He was so afraid of women, he couldn't use the phone. He was too afraid of everyone to use the phone. And he had been bullied like mad. And you know, he had his problems. So I know what this is like. But pornography is a big problem. It's a big problem. It's a real curse, that pornography, in my opinion, because it's an easy out. And so we don't know what the consequences of that are. We know, we're starting to understand some of them. But if you were better, you'd be more successful with women. So you have to have that in your mind. And they're not, you cannot be angry at women. It's stupid. Women? It's like women being angry at men. It's a sign of psychological trouble, that.
So you feel as though Dr. Peterson is that, you know, for the men who are complaining about the standards of women today and being elevated, that it's not so much a focus of pointing the finger at them not choosing them, but more so looking in the mirror and asking themselves, what can they do to improve themselves to be so desirable, instead of focusing